This is Twit.
Matteo has the Huawei Honor View 10. Tell us a little bit about it. What's up with the Honor View 10?
So the Honor View 10 is the new flagship from Huawei's brand Honor. They mixed up their branding a bit this year and tidied up the letters in front of numbers and made it clear that the Honor View 10 is the device that will have the bigger screen and slightly better cameras in their yearly release cycle. Whereas the traditional Honor 9 or the number preceding it will come earlier in the year and will be a smaller, more manageable handset. So the Honor View 10 comes in with a very good spec sheet all round. It has a 5.99-inch Full HD Plus screen. So Full HD Plus means that it's the new 18:9 or 2:1 aspect ratio. It has a dual camera on the back, which is 16 megapixel and 20 megapixel, one color, one monochrome sensor, just the same as on the Huawei P10, the 2017 flagship from Huawei. It has 6 gigabytes of RAM. The model I have has 128 gigabytes of storage, and it's powered by the same high silicon Kirin chipset that we saw in the Huawei Mate 10, which is the Huawei, it's the high silicon Kirin 970 with an integrated NPU or AI chip. And it's powered by a reasonably large 3,750 milliamp hour battery. So all round, good specs, building upon some of the components that we saw in the Mate 10. It has a lower resolution screen, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's perfectly usable. Sunlight visibility is very good, as I've been testing over the last couple of weeks. And it's a very pleasant device to use. It's running Android 8 built on top of with MUI 8's user experience, which brings in a lot of AI across the device for battery saving and the camera and so forth. And I've been using this device for a few weeks, especially while traveling here in Asia, both in Singapore and Indonesia. And I'm really enjoying it. The camera is, to me, stands out as a great camera for day-to-day use. Just point-and-shoot works. There is some issues in low light because there's no optical image stabilization in the camera, but it's really, really nice to use. So I've published on Uncool Smartphone, I've published sample galleries, so a selection of pictures that, for example, is a lychee McDonald's ice cream.
Lychee.
It's essentially really everything Jason can't eat at the moment.
I want to eat that right now. Sorry,
but yes,
the picture looks really good too.
So the picture is very good. That's just point and shoot, and in these are all images which haven't been processed, just straight from the camera and put out. And so you can see that in day to day use, it's a very good camera. What it excels in is automatically setting the settings on the scene. So the AI chip, the NPU in the chipset, paired with MUI, recognizes the image and sets the settings for the camera automatically.
Oh,
so this
nice.
Is a low light picture I just pointed and shot in the airport lounge here in Singapore. Someone serving himself a drink, but it did a very good job of adjusting the white balance and setting things to low light and taking multiple pictures before putting them together.
That's a really good application of artificial intelligence, knowing that there's a dedicated AI chip on the device and putting it to work with pictures. I mean, there's a million different ways you can go with that, but I would love for my camera to be smarter. If it knows based on looking at the scene that it needs to make these changes to the settings, you know, the ISO or whatever, to make that particular image, that challenging image, look better, I would want that. And if AI is smart enough to make that happen, that's a great application for it. I like that.
That picture that you just showed us looked very pixelish, or at least like the composition of it, the way that I would imagine a pixel would string together an image in a bar.
Yeah. It's...
It's a very good camera for point and shoot. I have to say, it's not as good as the Pixel 2 XL. In handheld situations in low light. Mm. But it, for the price category, let's remember this is a device which is, I believe, around about $500 or $499 in the US. It's £449 in the UK. It's right in the same ballpark as the OnePlus 5T. And in my experience, the camera is truly a big feature of the Honor View 10. It does a good job of that, of the camera. Huawei are known for having worked on the software in their cameras over the last few years. They were arguably one of the first companies to do dual camera setups back in 2014, mm-hmm. 2015. And so they have a lot of camera smarts. The night mode in the Huawei cameras does long exposure. So if you have a tripod, it takes really stunning pictures in low light. That's a 20 or around about 25 second exposure on a tripod.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that looks fantastic.
So I'm considering a career change to be a desktop background photographer using my...
I mean, it made that guy with the Windows XP wallpaper. I mean, it didn't make him a lot of money. He just took a picture of a hill in Napa.
That, whoever that was hit the jackpot.
So if you go to coolsmartphone.com, feel free to download and use those images. They're out there. Just give a shout out to us on Twitter if you like the desktop background. So, yes, I was really impressed with the low-light photography with a tripod. Luckily, I have plenty of time and little tripods that's inexpensive from Amazon. And some of the things you can do with a phone are impressive. As I said, I haven't edited these images. That's what they're like. And the colors are really punchy. They look even better on AMOLED screens with high saturation.
Look at that photo.
Yeah, I've been
spending for those who are listening to the audio portion of the podcast, they're like what are you doing? I am driving, and we are sorry about that. It's just we are so entranced by the detail that in Mateo's photos, which you can see at coolsmartphone.com under the Huawei Honor View 10.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, I've had the luxury of a lot of time in the evenings to walk around Singapore. Singapore is a very photogenic, architecturally rich city. Mm-hmm. And I've been really lucky to be able to do this with the Honor View 10 and a tripod. I'm really impressed by the results. If in the same page, I believe there's also a gallery of cases where I've taken screenshots of the camera UX, mm-hmm. where it shows you that the AI has recognized a scene, and it gives you a little icon. So it's recognized my cats, it's recognized dogs in the street, it's recognized people and profiles, it's recognized food. Though there are a couple of examples where I've seen that it hasn't recognized things. So you'll see in the bottom right of this image, there's a little person icon. So it recognized our colleague Kevin here in Singapore and put a little person there. And there's another one with my cat. Here in the Skyscanner Singapore office, we had a Burns, early Burns lunch / supper the other day. And I found it very amusing that it recognized the plate of food, but it didn't recognize the plate of haggis, Scotland's delicacy. So maybe this Huawei AI chip is more intelligent than we think.
No kidding. Yeah, because who's eating that haggis? Let's be honest. That's not food.
Mateo. So
in the bottom right, there's a little knife and fork.
I love it. And I love that not only did it identify like an animal as a group.
It identified it as
like,
a cat.
Oh, this is the settings that's really good for a cat. Not just
cats need different settings than dogs.
Cats
dogs
are fast.
You have to be are dogs, to be fair.
But cats can move
quickly.
Oh, but
look, this example you see it is a dog.
Yeah, so
it's a separate dog.
So in this mode, it makes everything a lot cuter and awesomer because dogs are awesome. Right, is what it does.
Both animals have their own positive and negative traits.
The other one, it like gives me a Kleenex because I'm allergic. Does that, right? Does it?
Are you allergic to cats?
Yes, I'm very allergic
to
cats.
You should get a one of those sphinx. They have no hair whatsoever.
Or I'll just get a dog.
the MUI software didn't recognize a monkey whilst I was in Indonesia last week. So that if Victor can show it, there's a few very cute pictures of monkeys in that article, and the screenshot of the UI doesn't recognize monkeys as cats or dogs
yet.
It did. I mean, to be fair, how often do you need to worry about shooting a monkey? I mean,
in this world, you just never know.
Indeed. So there's a barber session with monkeys. This was just point and shoot.
It would be amazing though if it would have labeled them as humans.
Yeah. evolved. Well, that's cool. So it seems like the AI is making some meaningful decisions, and obviously, thankfully, it's giving you the readout to give you a little bit of that
so
extra
confidence.
So you can
see how it's working
versus... see that it's actually doing something.
Oh, it's a nice picture. Well,
right.
That's nice.
I don't know what went into that. Yeah, that's cool.
So I'd say I'm very impressed by the camera and the camera software and hardware combinations. The Honor View 10 is a great device. Another thing Huawei have done is taken the UX of the Huawei P10. So the fingerprint scanner at the bottom can replace the soft navigation buttons mm-hmm. that we've seen used on the Android distributions from Huawei. So it's not only a fingerprints reader, it supports gestures. So back, multitasking, and home are all in the one button. So you get that even more screen real estate by taking away the bottom navigation.
I don't want to do that, though.
There is a learning curve, but I've learned to enjoy it.
I don't want to learn that. I already have to learn other stuff.
But Flo, I'm the old one here. You should be find it easier to learn.
I'm a millennial. I'm resistant to change.